Rosh Hashanah is right around the corner. And the truth is that I mean this sincerely. I'm jealous of the Olam here. The idea of coming into the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah in a matzav of Aliyah. For me, I've been doing this for a while. I'm trying to stay out of trouble, but I don't know if I can say that this is the best period of my life ever. And I see for a lot of people in this room, befrat people who just got here and people who are upping things, this is the greatest month that they've ever had in their lives. And to come to Bayrei Olam on Rosh Hashanah with such an Elzman is a tremendous asset. And we've been talking about how to understand what it's all about. Elul is ani l'doidi, I am to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, loy anachnu, we're going towards Him, we're trying to identify ourselves. There are ways of working on actions, and that we have to do. We have to see how many times, chas v'shalom, we forget a bracha achrona, a bari nefashas, making sure that we get up on time for Kriya Shema, the actions we do. But then there's something even more pnimi, more internal, which is defining myself. What are my values, the value system that I have? Ani, who am I? Am I defined by being someone who's ledaydi towards Bayrei Olam? And we know that there's a system of values in the world. Ein aroich lecha Hashem Elokeinu. There's nothing more valuable than Hashem. And every one of us, as preparing for the Yom HaDin, has to know if we really believe that Hashem is the king. Is he the king? Or is that one the king? Is that one the king? He's the king of three-pointers. He's the king of this. He's the king of that. He's the king of music. He's the king of pop. Everybody is the king around us. But who's the king? Who's the king? Ein aroich lecha Hashem Elokeinu. When we're coming to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yistu lo keser melucha, v'yinu lecha keser melucha, we're giving Him the crown. We have to have prepared ourselves that we really believe that Hashem is the one on the top. And that is the tshuva process. Every decision we make in our life is called a cheshbon, a value system. Right, you value the schar mitzvah keneged schar avera, the geshmak of an avera, the geshmak of a mitzvah. Who's the king in my life? Every decision. Who's the king over here? Who's the king over there? Is my pillow the king, or is Hashem the king? Every decision requires a person asking himself, "Who's the king?" And if a person changes their value system, then billions of his actions are changed without even working on them because he changed the core. The values are different. But if the values are rotten, then he can write all the Kabbalahs in the book. And unfortunately, you can find all of my Kabbalahs that were jokes. Don't publish them ever, because they're all things that I wanted to do. None of them I did. Because if there's something not here in the core, then you can write all the things you want to do. You want to chop wood for old ladies at midnight and say Tikkun Chatzos while you're doing it at the same time. You can do a lot of wonderful things. But it's not what it's about. It's about defining ourselves. And today, everyone's selling things. And we have to know who's on top. We have to know, Ein aroich lecha Hashem Elokeinu. Now we're going to talk about the simcha of Rosh Hashanah, and how this connects to everything we've been preparing until now. We know that there's a din in Shulchan Aruch, in Tavkuf Pei Aleph, Mechabsinu Mistaprin Be'erev Rosh Hashanah. We get haircuts, we take showers, we clean ourselves, we get ready for this Yontif. Unlike the other Umos HaOlam, when they're on a day of judgment, they don't do this. Why? Laharo Shanu Bituchin Bechastis Baruch Sheyotzi Letzedek Mishpatenu. We're sure that we're in good hands because Hashem loves us, we know He believes in us, and for sure we're going to get a good din. However, this is not the Iker Simcha of Rosh Hashanah. There's a higher level of Simcha of Rosh Hashanah. This is why we take a haircut. This is why we wash our clothes and wash ourselves and get ready. However, the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah is a great Simcha in its own right. We have Sudas, right? We have Sudas on Yontif. We're wearing Big Day Yontif. It's a Yontif that's a day that's besimcha. Not just because we think we're going to be okay, but because the day is a great day. And the Goyin, the Vilna Goyin, at the time of Tekiyas, where we know it's a very scary time, the Tekiyas, the Hisoiris of Rachman for all of Klal Yisrael, it says in Maiserav, in Tosefes Maiserav, that the Goyin was Sameach Lema'oid Be'es Tekiyas Shofar. He was in a state of ecstasy, of total simcha. Kichein Amar says the Goyin, Sarech Lios Berov Simcha V'chedva, Kidugmas Hamadina Shemamlichen Melchum Atrinaso. You have to be as happy as the great coronation of the greatest king that ever was. At the time of the blowing of the shofar. Kein Anachnu Bitzkiya Shofar, just like that coronation of the ultimate king, Mamlichen HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chol Olam Sheanachnu Iman. We're bringing Hashem's presence from the top of the world, all through all the galaxies and all the Zion Rakiyas, all the way down here, we're making Hashem a king. And says the Goyin, that this is why we're besimcha at Kiya Shofar, because we're happy Hashem is the king. Rosh Hashanah is a day not just to be happy that you made it through, and happy that you had a nes, which is also very important, to believe that Hashem isn't out to get you. Rosh Hashanah is a day to be happy, ecstatic, that Hashem is the king. And that is not easy. That is not easy. But it's definitely something that we have to be mevarer tonight and figure out how to do. And perhaps this is pshat in the Psukim in Nehemiah. The Psukim in Nehemiah say, Klal Yisrael came back to Eretz Yisrael, and they read the Torah, they were crying, they were down and out. Vayomer lohem. Ezra said to them, Luchu ichlu mashman mishasum amtakim. It's Rosh Hashanah today. Go have geshmak food. Vishilchu monois lein nachaloi. And give out special portions to people who can't afford so that they should enjoy Yontif too. Ki kadosh hayoim ladoneinu. This is a special day of Kedusha to Hashem. Al teyatzvu. Don't be sad. Why? Ki chedvas Hashem hi ma'uzchem. Because the simcha of Hashem will be your strength. There are different ways of understanding this. The Malbim is saying that there's a simcha over here of getting off, of trusting Hashem that you'll make it through. However, it's Mashman that we've shown him, the day is a day of simcha because it's a day of being with Hashem. Being with Hashem. Hashem is the king. And there's an idea of being happy about that. So we have to try to understand how to be happy about something. Right? I didn't ever write a self-help book. I'm not good at that. There are all sorts of interesting books about happiness. And you'll tell me if I'm in sync with them. I don't know. All I have is Masha Kibalti Mirabosai, what I got from my Rebbeim. And I would like to share with you a little bit of how to be happy. How to be happy. You're not going to be happy with some of the things I say. But this is how to be happy. The first yisoid is that simcha, happiness, is directly connected with value systems. Value systems. You are only happy about something that you value. Right? How many people in here play chess? We have any chess players? Okay. Aside from these two guys, if I get the national champion of chess in the room, how many people are going to be going out of their kalim? I mean, this is the national champion. Right? Usually these are the people they find for Pesach hotel programs. You know, like the third place guy in Milwaukee of ping pong. You know, this is like something really, really exciting. Right? Nobody cares. Nobody cares. But if you're a chess player, you go out of your mind. You'll go with him to the Shmorg. You know, you'll go everywhere with him. This guy is at your hotel, your Pesach hotel. You're going out of your kalim. Right? Watch. You'll see the chess guys, they go, well, third in Milwaukee. I have a cousin in Milwaukee, right? It's what you value. You're happy about what you value. If you value something, it's exciting. If not, not. David HaMelech said, Toiv li toiras picha me'alfe zavakesa. David said, I value Torah more than millions of dollars. That same David said something that we actually say at no less than Tekiyas Shofar, right before. That same David said, Sos anoichi alim rosecho kimoitze shalol rav. I am rejoicing in your imrais, in the words of your Torah, like somebody who found, who won the lottery, someone who hit it big, someone who found gold and diamonds and rubies. It comes together. If you value the Torah, if you say it's good for me, I realize Torah is really good for me, then if you get a good pshat, you're so happy because that's what you value. Whenever you value something, you're happy about it. And people hopefully advance in their values and they advance in what makes them happy. That's the nekuda of what we're happy about. And a person has to constantly work on figuring out what's valuable, and then the simcha will come. Here's a Gemara that unfortunately a lot of us only know from an Avram Fried song. But we will now actually know it's a Gemara, and it's a very deep Gemara, right? Here it is. You'll know it right away. Bimarava Amri, Mem Aleph in Nedarim. Didabe Kulabe. Dilodabe, right? Get it going? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Didabe kulabe, diloidabe mabe. Whoever knows has everything. Whoever doesn't know, what does he have? Dokoni. Whoever has knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Torah. Machaser, what's he missing? Daloikoni makoni. Someone who doesn't know, what does he have? Seems like simple words. Says the Marsha in this Gemara. The Marsha. Marsha says, what's this Gemara saying? It'll blow your mind what the Marsha is saying. The Marsha says the pshat in this Gemara is, this is the second mahalach of the Marsha. Oid yesh loimer, dahachi ka'amar. This is pshat in the Gemara. Ein milas ani hunach ba'mita elabideya. And b'mamon it's lashon mushal. Poor people, he says, whenever the word poor is used, poor by people who don't have money, it's a borrowed term. It's a borrowed term. That's not the real concept of poor. He says, anytime you see a poor person, it says it in the Pasuk, he's a poor man, it's a borrowed term. But really the definition of poverty, is someone who's chaser deya, someone who's missing knowledge. He's the Nebuch who's really poor, and if you want to know who's similar to him, see someone who's broke. That's the exact opposite way we think. We think the whole mashal is, force somebody who doesn't have money, so he's really in trouble. And then, oh wow, someone who doesn't know Torah, no, it's the opposite. And the Teres Chaim in Sanhedrin on Daf Yud Dalet, and the Pnei Yoshua and Kedushin say a haflidic thing, they answered something that was bothering me for years. But I was embarrassed to ask. I didn't think it was a good question. I see Gedali Achronim ask the Shaila and they give an answer. We know that a Zakein is called a Zakein. An elder person is called a Zakein. The Drasha is Zekana. He acquired wisdom. He has Torah. Can I ask you a question? There's something a little bit illegal about this Drasha. Zakein is Zekana. He acquired. What did he acquire? Wisdom. Excuse me. Where's the rest? It says Zakein. Zekana. He acquired. It doesn't say he acquired wisdom. It said he acquired. How does the Gemara know that he acquired wisdom? Maybe he acquired a Ferrari. Maybe he acquired a jet. How do we know? Says the Torah Chaim in the Pnei Yoshua, Fakert. When the Torah says someone acquired something, you think they're talking about a jet? You think they're talking about a Ferrari? The Torah is talking about what's real. What's something that's really exciting. Who do we feel bad for in life? Do we feel bad for a billionaire Ama Aretz? We should. When a billionaire Ama Aretz comes into the base medrash, we should be like, come, my sweet friend. It'll be okay. Right? But when somebody has tattered clothes and he's holding in Kol HaTorah Kula and in Pnimiyas HaTorah, there are people with push carts in Mei Yesharim who know Kol HaTorah Kula and even know the Torah's Nister of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. It's like, oh, Nebuch, he has to, so stressed for a chasana. Poor guy. We have it backwards, Rabosai. We have it backwards. You know what a Nebuch, a billionaire Ama Aretz is? He's impoverished. If you want to understand, maybe as a mushel, what he's like somebody who doesn't have a bed. That's the reality. Somebody who knows this and has infused it into their system, has made it part of their heart. And believe me, it makes a lot of sense the more you get into it. They're a lot happier from a Shtickle Torah. They're a lot happier from a morning Seder. Because once their values have changed, the Simcha changes with it. That's what happens. And if the values don't change, you can push yourself from day to night, over and over, millions of years, you will hate what you're doing. You will hate the Gemara. You will hate the Chumash. You'll hate everything. Because you don't want this. It's not important. And you'll push and push and push and tell everyone you tried in yeshiva, you did it 5-6 years and you gave up, buddy, you didn't begin. Because your values were crooked. Of course you hate this, because it looks like it's impoverished. It looks like this is not where the party is. But if somebody would understand, Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapira Zatzal, in Shir, in Ber Yankiv, he would say, this shtickle's worth $1 million. And I heard from the Mashgiach of Ber Yankiv, he said that his Talmidim would come over to him, the Mashgiach's Talmidim, and say, Rebbe, the Rosh Yeshiva is acting Gaivadik. Look, he's saying his Torah is worth $1 million. And he told them, he says, you don't understand. Do you know that this would be worth $1 million? He's trying to teach you what reality is. This is worth $1 million. Really? Yes. This is, and try to figure out why. Try to figure out why. And eventually you'll get as excited about the shtickle as Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapira Zatzal did. It's a change in values, Rabosai. It's a change in values. And the truth is that the simcha that comes from the proper value system is not the only type of simcha in the world. And I'm going to say something controversial, which will make a lot of people want to run back to America. Because a lot of people say they want to learn Torah, and I also say this in a lot of my shmuz, and you're going to nail me big time if you do some research, that the only way to be happy is through the Torah. The only way to be happy is through the Torah. The only way to have shalom bayis is through the Torah. That I still believe. But lemaisa, I have news for you. There are ways to be happy other than the Torah. There are ways, and I'll try to explain the lumdus of how that's possible. And the truth is, America is based on this. America is a place that is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I think they're getting it. I think they're pursuing fine, and they're getting things. People are smiling, you know, while they're chewing gum and drinking their Cokes on the commercials, and everything looks great. Some people are actually having a good time over there. There's happiness. Life is not the pursuit of happiness. That's not what life is about. Life is not about pursuit of happiness. It says in Mesillas Yesharim, Yisoid achasidus v'shoyresh avoyda atzmimahu sheyisbarer v'yisamid etzal adam. The tachlis of life is to clarify. Ma'acho vaso shel adam ba'olamo. What is the purpose of being here? You know what it says? Lihis aneg, to enjoy. Oh, that's enjoyment. That's the pursuit of happiness. Lihis aneg al Hashem, to enjoy the presence of Hashem. It doesn't say to enjoy. It says to enjoy the presence of Hashem. And somebody who successfully enjoys things that are valuable, that are great, they are somebody who's happy about the right things. And somebody who's happy for other reasons, Rachmana Litzlan, so then they're crooked. They might be happy, but they're crooked. And I'll prove it to you. The Orcha Sadikim, who knows Rabosai, the Orcha Sadikim knows how to talk about good things and bad things. That's what he does. In every perek, he talks about good and bad of every midah. And in Shar Simcha, the Shar of being happy, he starts with the bad things that you're not supposed to be happy about. Okay? It's very clear. There are a lot of them, and everyone's very happy about them. Like happy when your friend makes a mistake. We love that. He missed the shot. I love when he misses the shot. He's wrong, right? We're embarrassed in Seder to do it, but like, I love when you're wrong. It's so great. And he's skipping through the halls. Mike Caruso is wrong. Da, 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 da. Happy as could be. How do you get such happiness? This is the definition. Says Shar Simcha, Orcha Sadikim, the definition of happiness. This is the first sentence. Hasimcha hamida zois bala adam machmas rov shalva beliba beli pegara. Simcha comes when you're chilling, when things are good, no friction. Adam Hamasig Tavasa, when you get what you want. Velo Yerelo Davar Matavoso, and nothing's putting you down. He's the ultimate chiller. Bozeh Yesameach Tadr, you will always be happy. V'iru Panov, V'gufo Bari, you'll be healthy. Ein Ziknam in Maharis Lavo. And you won't get old. You won't get old. You'll be able... Have you ever been on the slopes and seen a 90-year-old ski instructor? I have. 90 years old, amazing. Tennis players. Where does the guy get the strength? No worries. No worries. Life is good. Every day he gets exactly what he wants. He's calm. He's 90. He's a picture of health. He could be happy. He could be happy. We're not afraid of people being happy, Rabbi Isai. You know what we're afraid of? Being happy for the wrong reasons. Rachmano litzlan. Because the way you get happy is going from one thing that you want to another. And you can occupy yourself until you die after 120 with jumping from one exciting thing to another. The Sefer Sharashim of the Radak, which is the Sefer of the Sharashim of words, on the word Simch, Sameach, says the following thing. He says, Simcha is a feeling called Tosefes. When you get something new, you feel happy. And he brings a raya from the concept called Tefach Sochek. There's two types of Tefachim in the Torah. There's a Tefach Atzuv, a sad Tefach. In Maseches Sukkah, we some of our Elims learning Maseches Sukkah, a Tefach Atzuv is tight. He's depressed. And then there's a Tefach Sochek. He expands outwards. He's a Tefach. Says the Radak, the Yisod of Simcha is feeling like you've moved. Like you're advancing. And you know what? You can get that however you want. You can get it in your basement with a really good video game. Yes, you can. You get a video game, you sit there, level one, yeah, level two, yeah, level three, yeah, level four. And when you get to the top, no problem. They're going to come out with a new PlayStation for you to start all over again. And you'll go from Madrega to Madrega. Layhudim, layhudim, ha. You'll be in a euphoria. You can go for a PhD. This is what you do. You start with undergrad. You make it through pre-med. Then you go to medical school. Then internship. Then doctor. Then PhD. And then you start writing for Harvard. We'll keep giving you things to advance. You will be happy. In some way, you will be advancing, but you'll be happy about nothing. Nothing. Nothing's happening. You could be a karate kid with the yellow belt, the blue belt, the purple belt, the black belt, with a coat. You could be a Boy Scout. You iron on this thing, and then iron on this medal, and this medal, and this medal. Woo! You could be a Boy Scout your whole life, and then you could be a master Boy Scout. You know, with the funny hats and the short shorts, and you're 85, and you're Mr. Boy Scout. And you're happy. They're jolly as could be, because they're advancing. But guess where they're advancing? Nowhere. And there was something very painful, that happened a few years ago. There was a man by the name of Madoff. And there were people who invested with this man. And they were as happy as could be. And they were even 75, 80. And I know one of their accountants, and he was telling me all the tragic stories of his personal accounts. People who felt dividends are coming every month. One month, the same dividend. Next month, dividends. Getting ready to retire in Florida, and all of a sudden, whoosh, it's not there. The principal is not in the bank. Broke. They were happy for 25 years about nothing. Who would you think is a bigger tragedy? To be happy about nothing and find out you're left with absolutely zero. There was somebody who was almost going to invest with this man, someone who's dear to me, a very wise businessman with a yam of siyata d'shmaya. And he told me, you know how I knew not to invest with this man? He says, I have a klal in business. I only invest with people if I understand how they're making their money. Come on, give me a break. Look at the dividends, man. Look at the dividends. Just look the other way. It doesn't work like that. Why are these people happy? They're not achieving anything. They're just moving from nothing to nothing to nothing to nothing. Rachmana litzlan. And there's something amazing that I never noticed until this year. Something absolutely astounding in the Rambam. A term that I've seen many times, and then I realized it's not an isolated phenomenon. It pops up in a lot of places. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Tes says, he's talking about somebody who's serving Hashem b'simcha. Im naso so b'simcha b'toivas nefesh. If you follow the Torah happily, like this is what you want to be doing, you get all the brachas of this world, you're saved from your enemies. And then he says, but im nazoiv ha-Torah midatena. If we leave the Torah, v'nasoik behevlei hazman, and we go to the whims of time. Now, what is this term? Hevlei hazman. The whims, the vanities of time. What is that? The Rambam a lot of times says the word hevlei oilam, which is the vanities of the world. What does it mean? Of the times. He says, if we follow these things, we'll be in big trouble. As the pasuk says, v'avaritas avecha she'eshechenu shabach, takas asher lo avaritas Hashem lokecha besimcha u'betuv levav rokol. You were happy about the wrong things. You were happy about the hevlei zman, the vanities of time. Now this is not something that only comes up here. The Rambam has something not so popular, but the how-to book to become a Navi. This is not really learned usually, but we're making an exception. The Rambam in Perek Zion of Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah, when he discusses the prerequisites of becoming a prophet, a Navi, he says, Daitai is pnuya lamala umistakel b'chachmasai, and he's somebody who doesn't follow the hevlei hazman and dvari betala, the vanities of time. And this is not the only time it comes up. It comes up in none other than the most famous quoted Tshuva Ramba. Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet. Afal pi shetkiyah shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gzeiras hakosav. Even though the blowing of the shofar is gzeiras hakosav, we don't know the meaning of it. It's too deep. Remez yesh bay. Uru uru yishen mishen askem. Wake up. Hikitzen yadami b'tar demaskem. Kipsu ma'aseichem. Look into yourselves. Chazru b'tshuva v'zikru barakim. Remember Hashem. Eilu ha-shoichachin es ha-emes. Those who forget the truth, behevlei hazman, with the vanities of time. And if that's not enough, in Hilchos Tefillin, the Rambam writes, when you touch a mezuzah, you're reminded to stay away from the hevlei hazman, the vanities of time, and you're able to focus on what's important. What is this vanity of time? And I realized that the Rambam is a more contemporary sefer than I ever realized. You know what this is? The Rambam's telling you, in Perek Tes, he says, you know what the opposite of Avodas Hashem B'Simcha is? It's the opposite feeling, the feeling of movement with the times. Yeah. You know, when we were younger, oversized pants were the thing to do, the fad, the thing, cool, right? We used to use the word cool before chilled, right? That was cool. Oversized pants. Now everyone's wearing tights. Everyone's wearing tights. Mamish, I don't know how they get them on in the morning. No wonder people are late for shachos. In the 70s, they had a pshara. They were tight on the top and bell bottoms on the bottom. And you keep going from one of these hevlei hazman to another. Gigantic glasses, small glasses, teeny glasses, ugly glasses. I had the ugliest glasses, and I told the island they're going to be in. It happened. They jumped up from $200, from worth $30. I asked for the ugliest glasses when it wasn't in to have ugly things. Pre-holes. You buy your pants with holes in them. Not only that, stitching. I told my daughters, I said, we have to return your skirts. You can see this. No, it's supposed to come like that. And people just go from one. iPhone 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And you know what? They'll always be happy until they have to cash in. Until the joke's going to be on them. When poof, it was hevel. You know what hevel means? Hot air. Nothing. All these hevlei hazman make you feel like you're moving from one thing to the next. And then you'll be that cool granny who's up on the times and she's still following the hevlei hazman. She's 95 years old. 95 years old. And she's got it. Granny's got it. She's up to it. But nothing left. Rachmana litzlan. Happy about nothing. Happy about all the wrong things, about all the emptiness in the book. There's a simcha on Rosh Hashanah, Rabbosai. There's a simcha. There's a simcha to be with the king. Whoever gets to that simcha, he's the man. He understands life. He's happy during Tekiah Shofar like the Gaon, because I want Hashem in my life. Hashem is not in the way. The Gemara is not in the way. Davening is not in the way. These are all opportunities for me to grow. And if I didn't think of that when I was so teeny, because all I could think about was pizza and what my friends care about, it's time to grow up and it's possible. Just like little kids play with matchbox cars and then they grow up to like things that are more sophisticated, we can do this with Bari Olam. We can leave kindergarten and realize what there is to be happy about. The Orcha Sadikim says an amazing thing. He says that somebody who's happy in a mitzvah, Kola oise mitzvah besimcha, yesh lo schar elef yados yoser, minisha mitzvah solev lamasa. He gets 1,000 times more of the schar, 1,000 times, he's not an exaggerator, 1,000 more times the schar than someone who thinks the mitzvah is a drag. Why? Why? He says why. Ube'eshe yaseh ha-mitzvahs yismach b'livoi al shezachah lios evet le'melech elyoin asher b'nei mala yishtachmu lo. He's serving someone that even the malachim are bowing to. He's in the best position possible. All the billionaires should stand for him and should ask him if he wants a drink and should ask him if they want to stay there for the Shabbos, whatever it is. Should pashut be doormats for this person. And we have it all in front of us. And the shaila is why we're not besimcha. And I'll end with a Meira Dika Rambam. This Rambam, I think, is very misunderstood. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Lulav Periches is talking about David HaMelech, who was going in wild gyrations in front of the Aron HaBris, in front of the Aron Hashem. Wild gyrations. Wild. And Michal Bashal, who was his Rebbetzin, knew what Melucha was like, and she said, this is not the way to be. And David HaMelech said, Chas V'Shalom, I'll make myself smaller, I'll make myself more empty in front of the Aron of Hashem. And the Rambam says over here, he brings the pasuk, Tachas asher lo avadatot Hashem alakecha b'simcha b'tuv leva. This is the Rambam. He says, in Halakha Tezvav Perches, Kol hamoneya mis'atzmoy misimcha zu, roi li para mimenu. Whoever stops himself from this simcha is in big trouble. Shenemar tachas asher lo avadatot Hashem alakecha b'simcha b'tuv leva. What's so bad about not being happy in mitzvos? Says the Rambam, you know what's the problem over here? David HaMelech expressed his simcha. There are people who don't. Says the Rambam, Kolam meigis daitoi v'choylei kovod la'atzmai. Umischabid be'enav. Whoever thinks he's too good for this. It's not in his image to go in the circle. It's not in his image to be part of things. He's got to be tough. He's got to make sure to go to town. He's got to keep up an image. B'mekoymois elu. And instead of doing what he's supposed to, choyte v'shoyte. He's an avarian and he's a fool. Why? Says the Rambam. He says, Ein adula v'akavod elu l'smach l'fnei Hashem. There's nothing more valuable than being in besimcha in front of Hashem. Why does it not go for you? Because you're making your friends the king. You don't want to go in front of the Aron and look like an idiot. You're not as coordinated as the parkour guys and whatever they are. You want to be able to do it really and just going to look like a fool. David says, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to show Hashem's the king. Nobody else is the king. And someone who decides not to do these things, not to learn, not to daven, not to be part of things, not to be away from all of the bad influences because they care about what their friends are saying or anybody else, that's what it's talking about. Tachas asher lo avadatot Hashem alakecha b'simcha b'tuv leivav is not because you weren't happy. A lot of us aren't happy. It's because you decided not to be happy because you had a rotten value system. You made everyone else in your life a king except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here is our opportunity, Rabbosai. In this yeshiva, nobody rushes out of davening on Rosh Hashanah. I get chizuk. A lot of times I'll look at my watch before everyone here. No one wants the last Kaddish to end. I've never seen anything like it. It's a place where everyone wants the Malucha of Hashem to last. We have this in us, but it's got to penetrate through the entire year. We have to come and be making ourselves and say, are we stimming with the malchus of Hashem? Are we able to be happy during the tzikias like the Gain? Or do we find that Hashem is in the way? For sure the answer is that we find Hashem as part of this kingdom. We're part of this melucha. We should all be zeicha to be mamlech melech malchem lach.